Fighting Weeds, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. North Dakota State University Extension agent Chandra Langsa says that there are some strategies that farmers can utilize in reducing problems with herbicide-tolerant weeds.
For farmers, it's important to remember that we cannot prevent weed resistance, but we can delay it and we can manage it. This time of year, we should be scouting our fields. What kind of weeds do we have out there now, especially once we start with some of our early season, whether it's pre-emergent herbicide or a post? After that application, and go out there and make sure you don't have any pockets that are still thriving. If you see an area in the field where, shoot, I sprayed that part, it should be dead, what's going on? That might be some area that you're going to kind of want to maybe mark, watch, or go out there with a different herbicide to control those pockets. So scouting is important this time of year and throughout the season. Other things that we should look at, diversified crop sequence. Even if it's just corn and soybeans, growing beans on beans is very hard to control a lot of our broadleaf annual weeds. So even a corn and soybean rotation, if you have other crops in there, that's even better. Diversified crop sequence is a really big deal.
Langsa says that herbicide-tolerant weeds are not new. In fact, the first reports date back to the 1970s. As a precautionary note, it's strongly recommended that you read the full herbicide label for the full list of precautions and proper methods of use and application. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.